Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and you are tuning in this morning on a beautiful Saturday morning right here in Siouxland. You are listening on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. And as always, we want to send a shout out to our producer back in the studios, Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, and a special thank you to our longtime sponsor of this program, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. So folks, this might be a great day to hop on a bicycle and go for a ride around the fantastic trails that we have in our community. But if you're thinking about doing that and maybe taking your bike to work, there's a great day set up just for that. It's called Bike to Work Day in the Sioux City Metro. And to tell us more about that, we have Nathan Kistner with the Siouxland Interstate Metropolitan Planning Council, otherwise known as SIMCO, and our own Laura Hartman with the Siouxland Chamber. She is our Director of Events, and Bike to Work Day is a fun event. So I'm excited to talk to both of you. So thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Kind of an honor and a pleasure to be here to talk about Bike to Work Day with both of you.
Absolutely. So our date first is coming, it's May 15th, which is a Friday. And this event has been going on for a little while.
Yes, this is the fifth year that the Siouxland Chamber and SIMCO have partnered together to host it here in our chamber parking lot.
So 5 years strong. We want to make it the best one yet, and it keeps growing.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to make note that SIMCO has been doing this event years prior. And Nathan, I don't know how long you've been doing it before then, but we kind of partnered with you. This will now be our fifth year. So
Fantastic. And there's a lot of prizes, some vendors, food, lots of things coming up with this event. But first, like we like to do on this program, we want to get to know who our guests are. So first, we're going to hand the microphone to Nathan and have him tell us a little bit about himself and SIMCO, for that matter, because a lot of folks may not understand what SIMCO is.
Sure. I'm Nathan Kistner. I'm kind of a native to the area, made it back here, moved around a little bit, but it's great to be back in Siouxland. Here, SIMCO is a council of governments, which means that community leaders from 5 counties here in Iowa, a little bit of Union County in South Dakota, and then Dakota County, and get together. And we work kind of as a collaboration and a board to make sure that transportation products and community development and all that, we collaborate and work together to make sure things run more smoothly. And my position with SIMCO is I'm a regional planner, so I help kind of in the background and facilitate some of these projects that go on. For the bike and ped stuff, I do a little bit of the, I run the trail counters, and there's a few other events here in town, and I'm glad to be associated and help out with Bike to Work Day.
You bet. Okay, so you said a couple of things there that I want to touch on. And first, I want to say, so you said you grew up here, moved around, and came back. So where are you originally from? Where'd you go to school?
I'm originally from Lamar's.
Okay.
I did a few years of elementary school there. And then we moved to Indiana, did a few years there, moved to Minnesota after that, did the Army, moved around, back to Minnesota, then Iowa State, and then back to the area here. So it was kind of a big circle, but that's how it works in a small town. You know, you wind up coming back, try to leave, and wind up just pulls you back in.
Well, we love having you back in the community. So do you still have family here, or what was the draw to come back to this area?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My mom's whole side of the family is kind of born and raised in Lamar, so I have a bunch of family, extended family and all that, and it's just a great place to raise kids and all that, so it worked out for the best that way.
Yeah, well, we like having you back here in Siouxland. So, okay, and you also touched on some things with SIMCO, and you talked about as a regional, like a little breakdown of what a regional planner does, because I think sometimes people go, what's somebody's job to do this? I mean, what do you actually do? Because you were talking counters as well.
Sure, absolutely. And it is a job that's interesting to explain to people. What the easiest way to describe it for me is that it's almost like if you go to a travel agent who does the work in the background to make sure everything is lined up and things run smoothly. That's kind of what my job is as a planner. Is the city will come or a community will come, and they'll need us to help them get programs and plans together and get funding together and try to, you know, work with the federal government or with the state in the back end so that the program runs smoothly. Whatever project they have going on could take place that way. Or we'll write grants and do some stuff and help with that. And so just kind of facilitate and bigger projects and help things run more smoothly.
And to do that, obviously, you need data. So you're talking about the counters of bicyclists on our trails. Like, how do you count the number of cyclists?
Absolutely. That is, we set out across the community, we'll put out infrared counters. So if you see them, don't think it's a camera. We're not taking a picture. It just takes a little pulse of, you know, light to count the number of people going past. And we'll put them at, there'll be one at Cone Park, and there'll be one at the new pedestrian bridge they're putting out. And South Sioux will have one, and we're going to put a couple downtown for downtown partners. And so we're just trying to get a count and a pulse of what's going on bike pedestrian, you know, wise throughout the community.
So walkers, joggers, cyclists,
your dog, everything, it counts. Yeah.
So if a raccoon or somebody comes across the trail, or
he'd have to jump and give it a high five. Okay. But it'd count that too.
If he could jump. All right, funny. So but that data is then used to help decide, hey, we have this many people on our trails. People are using these things, or maybe this area is not getting the usage, correct?
Correct. And it also helps count usage, and it shows where maintenance might be more needed and some of the more popular areas, and they can plan around that if there's, you know, additional facilities that need to be, you know, added or maintenance things. So, yeah, it's kind of good to know who's using the trails, when they're using them, and kind of what the usage is.
Absolutely. So. And as you look at bigger projects, because you're talking about planning, mm-hmm. if you see this increase over time, you obviously really know that there are bigger projects that could be in the works.
Absolutely. And it helps the Parks and Rec Department and the communities and the cities kind of get an idea of where to put investment for trails in the future and, you know, places that they need to look at and maybe need to reevaluate.
Fantastic. Once again, you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. And we're visiting today with Nathan Kistner with the Siouxland Interstate Metropolitan Planning Council, otherwise known as SIMCO, and Laura Hartman, who's the Director of Events at the Siouxland Chamber. And Laura, I'm going to ask you, because you are also a Siouxland native. So tell us a little bit about where you grew up, where you're from, and kind of how you ended up coming to the Siouxland Chamber.
Yeah, so I grew up in Hinton and went to high school there, graduated, and went to Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa. Then I came back and worked at Big Brothers Big Sisters for a year, and now I am in my fifth year with the Siouxland Chamber as the Director of Events.
And I can vouch that Laura is one of the busiest people I know, because there are always events going on at the Chamber.
Yes, so gosh, to start off the year, we had our key leadership welcome dinner where we recognized 50 new key leaders to Siouxland, whether they're new to the area or new to a leadership or management role. So that was in February. And then we hosted our first ever Siouxland series. And that was, we had three individuals that are our Deming recipients the last 3 years. So that is Skip Purley, Sharice Yanni, and Tony Gomez. So they were panelists, and you actually emceed and moderated the event. And we had about 170 people at that. And we have our next Siouxland series coming up in May. So this is a quarterly luncheon. So this will be the second of the year, and this is going to be focused on succession planning. And so that's coming up on May 20th. Of course, we have bike tour.
And we have more.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty more.
She is constantly working on multiple events at any given time. She is super busy.
There's so much going on. We have Bike to Work Day coming up on May 15th, which I know we'll talk about later in the program. Yeah. But other events coming up, May 6th is our inaugural workforce signing day. Mm-hmm. So we are recognizing those students that are going, graduating seniors that are going straight into the workforce or into a branch of the military. So just as students would get their like signing day if they're going to play a collegiate sport, we're going to give them their special day because we want to retain those young professionals here in Siouxland, right? So
I want to just stop and give a shout out on that, because that is such a great concept, right? We celebrate our athletes that are going to colleges when they declare, but we have so many young people who are going into the military or direct into the trades where they have already partnered or interviewed with some of these companies to go into, to be into plumbing, to be an HVAC, to be an electrician, and to do welding. I mean, all of those things. And what a great thing to celebrate those young people for for choosing their career path and going after it.
Yeah, we're a blue collar town, and there's some great career opportunities without going the traditional college path. So
yeah. So that's coming up. And I know you did the health and mental wellness event.
I forgot about that. How could I forget?
You've got that. I mean, the small business expo coming. I mean, so, and then the golf event. So you've got a ton of things on your plate.
Yes. Golf is coming up June 22nd. Registration will go live at the end of the month. And of course, we have our annual dinner in September, waiting to confirm speaker and make that announcement.
Yeah. So a little bit of everything once again going on here at the chamber. So, you know, we appreciate our chamber members are always getting updated on, hey, this is coming up next. This is coming up next. So always be, you know, watching our socials, watching our everything to keep up, and emails to keep up on things that are going on.
Yes. Lots going on here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a short break. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Nathan. When we come back, we are going to focus in on Bike to Work Day, which is coming up on Friday, May 15th. So many great things going on with it. I'm very, very excited about this event this year. So you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. We are visiting with Nathan Kistner of SIMCO, the Siouxland Interstate Metropolitan Planning Council, and Laura Hartman with the Siouxland Chamber about Bike to Work Day for the Sioux City Metro, which is coming up on May 15th. It's a Friday, 6:30 to 8:30 in the morning. So it's early. It's a national event. But Nathan, first out of the gate, let's talk about a lot of folks obviously drive their cars to work, but why should somebody consider hopping on a bike and driving to work, riding to work?
Well, thanks for asking. First off, we see this as kind of the unofficial kickoff to the summer bike riding season, and it's ideal weather in May. One reason we do it so early in the morning is not only to get to work on time, but it's usually cooler at that time too, instead of doing it in the middle of the day. There's quite a few benefits actually to riding your bike to work or taking a day to, you know, make a special occasion out of this. You could do it as a group of your coworkers. You could do it by yourself and enjoy some of the quiet time on our trails and, you know, just take the long way. It doesn't have to be, you know, commuting to and from work. It's just a way to get out and get some exercise and some fresh air and hopefully some sunshine in the morning. And that's good for all of us, no matter what you're doing.
And something a lot of us take for granted, right? You know, I mean, there are some therapeutic things about hopping on a bicycle and going on the trails.
Oh, absolutely. Whether you're doing it with a friend or your spouse or significant other or just getting out there, you know, with your earbuds in and just taking in some nature and enjoying. We have so many great trails here in the area where it's really a wonderful area to get out. And there's something new to see every time. There's so much going on and so many little spots you can check out and visit that it's totally worth it almost to get it, go out and explore. You won't get lost, I promise. So just get on your bike and start riding.
And the city has really done a great job. South Sioux, Sioux City, Sergeant Bluff, North Sioux, Dakota Dunes. I mean, our whole area, we talk about the Plywood Trail coming in now, working from Lamar's to Mobile and Hinton coming to Sioux City. The efforts to connect the community with trails, it's been in the forefront, and city leaders have really worked hard on these quality of life events.
Oh, absolutely. And it's amazing how far the city's come and how connected we really are now, because it doesn't just connect us as bike riders. It connects the communities in another way. Instead of, you know, you can start walking or ride your bike and go from one community to the other, or check out a new set of trails, or if you heard something was going on, just hop on your bike and go that way. Just get out and meet, you know, your neighbors, because we're all the Siouxland community members, so we might as well know some of each other.
And I know with the development of e-bikes, so like I have a bike, my husband has an e-bike, so when we go out on the trails, you know, you don't have to be a hardcore cyclist, somebody who does Ragbri every day or every year that are like, hey, 80 miles every day. those folks enjoy the trails, but there's a lot of folks who just are recreational cyclists, and you can enjoy the trails that way. You don't have to necessarily be in the top shape.
Oh, absolutely. It's more, the trails are not just for biking either. You can get out there and walk, you can jog, you can walk your dog, you can put your kid in a stroller and go. So it doesn't have to be a hardcore cycling event. There's, you know, there's different levels of challenge and difficulty and long stretches for everyone and every ability or skill level. So there's, that shouldn't keep you from getting out and enjoying all the beautiful trails we have.
Yeah, we like to load up our bikes in the back of the car and then head down to the riverfront and then ride our bikes on the riverfront. So that's a fun thing to do. So let's talk about Bike to Work Day, Laura, because as I said, this is a national event, and you've got so many things lined up. So tell us what we can expect on May 15th.
Yes, and I think Nathan hit on this, but if you can't ride your bike from home to work, put your bike in your vehicle like you do going down to the riverfront and meet your coworkers and ride some of our tri-state trails and then come for breakfast. We have breakfast served by Aggies. They'll be having their breakfast burritos. Rush Bowls will be here with some pre-made acai bowls. Sweetwater Cafe will have their protein bites. Jitters will have their famous donuts. And then Council Oak will be serving some coffee.
Okay, I'm already hungry. you know, it is the breakfast hour here on this Saturday morning. I'm like, okay, I'm already hungry. So, okay, yes. Lots of great food, lots of local staples that are taking part in this. Yeah. Okay, so come for the food, that's first, but there are also some great vendors.
Yes, so we have some health and fitness vendors that will be in our parking lot. They'll have a booth set up, they'll have giveaways, so you can enter their giveaway, and they always have other freebies that you can take from them, and check them out. But 712 Fit will be here, Heartland Counseling Services, Multicare, Siouxland Community Health, Siouxland Cyclists, Siouxland District Health, and Thrive Wellness Center.
Oh, fantastic. And so come support these local businesses. Yes. They're going to be here on that day right here at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building.
Yep.
101 Pier Street. We're easy to find downtown. We're right next to the Long Line Center, the Tyson Event Center. So come down here. You've got the food, you've got the vendors, people are going in and they're signing up for prizes, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Go check out their booth, sign up for their giveaway. They have each vendor has a bigger giveaway. And then they'll have other freebies that you can take. And I'm sure we'll have some freebies as well when you check in. We do ask if you'll register beforehand. So you can go to SiouxlandChamber.com and register right on our website. However, if you don't register beforehand, that's not a big deal. You can register as you come in. We'll help you with that when you check in. Again, grab some food. Sit at a table, stand at a high top with your coworkers, your friends, have a nice breakfast before you head to work. It's a great way to start your Friday morning.
And I know there's probably some retirees that are listening to this as well. So we invite them to hop on their bikes and come down to this. So even if they're not going to work afterwards.
Usually they're the first here at like 6:15. Right?
That's good. Ride your bike in, come to the Siouxland Chamber. And we also want to mention that there's some deals at downtown restaurants too.
Yes, and we'll be making that announcement on social media. Some buy one, get ones throughout the day. So after work, you can go to like Jackson Street Brewery with the people that you rode your bike with in the morning and have a drink. You know, carry it throughout the day.
Wonderful. Okay. And I also want to mention with that, there are t-shirts.
Yes.
There are t-shirts available.
Yes. Yeah, so t-shirts, you can purchase them here at the Siouxland Chamber before the event or the morning of for $10. We have different colors. I know we've had a different color each year. And so now we have a big combination of colors. So you can kind of pick your t-shirt beforehand or pick it up that morning of.
Okay, fantastic. So then you've got your t-shirt that you can wear, you know, hopefully maybe it's a Friday at the office where they allow you to wear your t-shirt so you can share the message of, hey, folks, we were doing something fun. And, you know, I love it when you do that with your coworkers. It's really about building community, right? Doing something fun, something different around a healthy option.
Absolutely. I'm just going to give a shout out to Curry Huff. They always bring a big group of coworkers together and ride here for breakfast and ride some of the Tri-State Trails. So it's great to see them. I think they usually all wear their branded Curry Huff apparel and ride down here. So that's fun to see. So I'd encourage you to put a group together and meet us down here on on May 15th.
Absolutely. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, and we are talking about Bike to Work Day with Nathan Kistner of Simcoe and Laura Hartman with the Siouxland Chamber. And Nathan, I want to follow up on something as you talked about being a regional planner for Simcoe and talking about the trails. You actually have a new trail map out.
Yes, that's correct. We've gone through at our office and kind of partnered with the city here and got some input and made sure that there's a new updated trail map out there that's available both in paper copy and it's also available online. And so you can check it out. If you don't have the paper copy with you on your bike, you can pull out your phone and look at it. Or there's several downtown businesses, and I'm sure we'll have some at Bike to Work Day that we can hand out for people to keep with them, just to open it up and fold it up. It's not just a map. It shows you some locations and some things to do and see along the way. So it's actually, we're pretty proud of it. We did a lot of hard work. It's pretty nice.
Well, and if you're coming from Riverside, if you're coming from, you know, the western part of Sioux City, there, you know, there are trails there that then connect you down to the riverfront because they've opened up, you know, after the flooding we had a couple of years ago, those trails are now opened up again, which is great to see. The new bridge in place at the Big Sioux River. So that's coming along as well. But there are ways to get in from the western side of Sioux City to the downtown. And even if you live in Morningside, there are ways to get in, you know, through, you know, the Cone Park, Sertoma Park area down to Chautauqua and on in. And so the trail system has really, really improved in our area.
Oh, absolutely. And it's been neat to be a part of that and to help everything out and to all we're doing, and it's great to see what the city's doing.
You bet. All right. Thank you, Nathan. And we're going to do one last time why somebody needs to do Bike to Work Day, Laura.
Well, it's a great way to start your Friday morning. Trade your car for your bike. And on May 15th from 6:30 to 8:30, you don't have to ride your bike from home to work. Put it in your vehicle, go to work, meet your coworkers, then ride to the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce parking lot, 101 Pier Street, for a complimentary breakfast.
Once again, food, health and fitness vendors. We've got prizes, giveaways, t-shirts, a little bit of everything. Laura Hartman and Nathan Kistner, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And, yes, thank you.
And we appreciate everybody joining us this morning on Grow Siouxland. And so check that out on May 15th. And in the meantime, have a great day.